Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with all my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so I have Paul Lang on the line, and he's a founder at Disciplined Trading Strategies. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me.
All right, Paul. So excited to talk more about disciplined trading strategies and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, we'll start with our signature question. So, Paul, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Paul, what mission matters to you?
Thanks, Adam. My mission at Disciplined Trading Strategies is about people learning to trade and invest for themselves. I've been in this industry for about 22 years, and I was with a bigger company for a good period of time. And there are, you know, some pros and cons, but mostly cons to working with a bigger company if you're trying to learn to do this. And very simply, so people can relate to what I'm saying, we're talking about people who want to maybe handle their own investments long term. Everybody's interested in that. We're all looking to retire. And the question is, where do you put your money these days is one question, because there's not a lot of opportunities. Interest rates are very low. Housing markets are who knows right now. So one of the opportunities for people is to simply use the stock market as a way to invest their money. It can be done very safely. There's a lot of bad talk out there about the way things are done because there's some people out there that don't teach it right, don't do it right. And the second part of this also is trading on a shorter time frame. I use the word trading for everything, but for longer term, people call it investing. But also people who have some free time during the day to make extra money doing what we call day trading. And again, sometimes people cringe when they hear that because there's oftentimes negative comments about that. But day trading can be a very fun, relaxed way to make some extra income if you're able to be with the market a couple of days a week. So my mission simply was to show people that this is a very doable thing. And most importantly, it's very doable to the average person who has no experience whatsoever. As a matter of fact, my best students are always the ones with no experience. Applies to people who want to trade what we call the futures or the Forex, which is currency, or to the stock market. I prefer the stock market for several reasons, but my goal very simply is to get people to understand that they can do most things better for themselves. Mutual funds, for example, 92% of the mutual funds lag the market itself and will all lose money if the market pulls back or declines or crashes, which is likely going to be happening soon. It doesn't take a genius to say that the market will crash. Some people ask the question, will the market crash? That's a silly question. Markets always crash. That's what they're supposed to do. The question is, how close are we to that right now? How comfortable are you if you have all your money in stocks? These are all things that I help people with through teaching them through a seminar program. And also we have services where you can just come in and join us to get long-term stock recommendations that currently right now that for this year is at over a 60% annual percentage rate. And also people who want to join us in the day trading. So that's my mission, to get out there and to show people that anybody can do this. As a matter of fact, the least experience you have, the better it is.
And that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. So what do you find are some of the reasons that maybe people don't always succeed with this? Because I know you've been working with people for a long time, and I know there's some people that do and some that don't. What are some of the reasons that some of the people don't?
Absolutely. To be honest with you, the number one reason I think is a hesitancy to really learn what you have to know. What I teach is technical analysis. That is all that matters for 99.99% of anybody listening to me. Unless you have several $100 million that you own, that you can go out and do your own personal research. The only way to make money is through technical analysis. Fundamentals don't matter. Economic reports don't matter. Earnings reports don't matter, because what we do is we use the charts as a summary of what the big money really thinks. So when an earnings report comes out, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it says. I never read them. What I care about is how other people react to them. And when big money decides to make a move, we can see that on a chart if you know how to learn how to read a chart. The problem is why people fail is that they think this is easy. They just hear comments like, oh, you buy low and sell high. And they go in there unprepared, or they listen to a quick video. I always say to people, if you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, you wouldn't expect that you could listen to a 6-hour video and go out and operate on somebody. And learning how to trade may not be that difficult. It's not. It's fairly easy. But yet people think they can do it without any training whatsoever. You need some training. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, there's some good people out there with good intentions. And there's some people that don't have good intentions. But there's not a lot of people that really know how to do it and how to train people to do it, because it's not always common sense. A lot of times it's the opposite of common sense. The number one reason people fail, they don't really make an effort to learn what they're doing from somebody who knows.
What are some, I know you mentioned that somebody doesn't have to necessarily have a financial background to learn, but what are some of the skill sets that you found are in some of your better students? And just mean skill set in general.
Well, you're not going to believe this, and I like to say this because it really clears the air quite a bit. Let me prep with this. One of the problems people have, and I've had this too, way back when, is that most of the people that come to the market are sharp people. They're very successful at what they've been doing. And the problem is that they have this certain attitude that they want to feel justified in making money, and they want to go out and learn and understand everything about a company or about the economy. And that's all the wrong way to do it. What we want to do is just react to what other people are doing. It's almost insulting when I say this to people sometimes, but if I had to pick a number one student, it would be a 16-year-old video game player, because they have a blank slate, a clean mind, and they have the qualities that are needed, which is mostly they don't get upset. They don't worry about being wrong. It's not about being right or wrong to make money, believe it or not. It's about how you handle when you're right and how you handle when you're wrong. A video game player, when they get killed, whatever happens in the game, they hit the reset button, they go back, and they learn how to get past that point in the game. And it's kind of what we do in the market, is to say, look, that didn't work. Let's go back and take a look at it again. Let's take a look what really is happening, and let's change what we need to do, all in terms of how we read a chart.
That's awesome. Well, Paul, first off, this has been great having you on the show. Final question. If somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about disciplined trading strategies and to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do it? Number one. And number two, who normally gets the most value out of working with you and your team?
Great. First of all, if you're interested, this is my company. And I started this because I really did not like the concept that big companies have, because it's always pushing for sales. I have fun doing this. I really don't care. Matter of fact, I tell people to try and learn it on yourself. If you go to my website, it's disciplinedtradingstrategies.com. If you just Google disciplined trading, I'll be the top one there. Disciplinedtradingstrategies.com. I have a page called the free stuff page, and it is the largest collection of useful information anywhere in the internet, according to me, useful information. You go there, and if you want to, try and figure it out for yourself. I don't encourage people to sign up for anything. I don't push them. There's no sales to DTS. You don't get emails about sales products as a rule. I'm just here to help people to do what they want to do. And a lot of people go to that site. They love it. You could spend a week there. There's so much information. And then people ask questions. I'll gladly talk to people if they have questions, do whatever I can to help them. If they just for free. If somebody then wants to decide to become part of our trading room during the day, that's great. If they want to subscribe to our long-term letter, that's great. If they want to go on and learn how to do it for themselves through the seminar program, that's great. But I don't encourage people to do it until they're ready. You know, it's up to them. So come visit the site. You can talk to me. There's a spot on the site. You can schedule a call or just email me. We call if you want to ask some questions. That's all great. Who benefits most? I think people who just have an open mind and that want to start off, I think it's best when people start off part-time, because you don't want that pressure of going in there and saying, look, I have to make my income, you know, on day one from this, because it's not the way it works. It's like any other profession that you learn. You have to learn it. You have to get some seasoning. You have to adjust to it. The educational requirements to understand what we do to make money is literally not that more than a fifth grader. But there is a certain discipline aspect to it, and there's a certain seasoning aspect to it that has to come around. So I encourage people to start off both, to just stick their toe in, whether they're managing their own accounts or long-term, or whether they want to day trade a little bit, and then just grow into it. I have so many successful students. Most of them are people that came in with no financial background at all. They're the best students.
Fantastic. Well, this has been great, Paul. Really appreciate you having the show and learning more about your background, your mission, and how you're helping your clients. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and businesses coming up and don't want you to miss a thing. And Paul, thanks again for coming to the show. It has been a pleasure.
Thanks, Adam.